The banking industry is bracing for bruising findings when the Financial Services Royal Commission delivers its interim report to the Governor-General at the end of this week. Commissioner Kenneth Hay is likely to recommend tougher regulation and possibly criminal charges over the shocking misconduct by big banks and insurers that the Commission exposed. Even smaller players are wary, including the industry super-owned ME Bank, which today announced an $89 million after-tax profit, driven in part by customers switching from the major banks. ME's Chief Executive Jamie McPhee spoke to Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.
The outcome of the Royal Commission has shown that clearly there's banks that aren't meeting the expectations of the community. It's beholden on all of us to act in the customer's best interest. That's our responsibility. We play a really important role in the community and we need to live up to community expectations.
Just personally, what's your reaction been to some of the shocking revelations that's come out of the Royal Commission so far, that the human cases but also the fee for no service issue?
One is disappointment that as an industry we've been acting in circumstances which are clearly not meeting community expectations. And I've also been surprised, to be honest. I didn't expect these sorts of revelations to come out, so I've been both disappointed and surprised.
We're more than halfway through the Royal Commission. Kenneth Hayne delivers his interim findings on the 30th of September. What are you expecting?
God, look, I do believe that we are going to see more regulation. You can't have these behaviours, not deal with them. So I do think we're going to see greater regulation. It is my sincere hope that what we see is policy changes. So I do think down the track we are going to see better customer outcomes, and so we should.
ME Bank is owned by industry super funds, and to date, industry super has avoided the sort of criticism reserved for the big banks and insurance companies. But do you worry about a risk of complacency even at the level of smaller to mid-sized banks?
We have a core purpose, which is to help all Australians get ahead. It is not profit maximisation. Obviously, we need to make a reasonable return for our shareholders, but it's generally to act in the customer's best interest. Clearly, some of the behaviours that have been called out in the Royal Commission are anything but acting in the customer's best interest. So I think there's a fundamental point of difference here.
You've delivered a strong increase in after-tax profit to just over $89 million, a higher net interest margin and a better share of home loans. How much of that do you put down to fallout from the Royal Commission?
Well, look, we're not seeing an avalanche of customers leaving the major banks and joining the smaller banks. But what we continue to work hard at is providing a genuine alternate banking proposition and really providing the products and services which are the right products and services for the customer. So that's our focus. And hopefully over time, that means that we will continue to grow the bank.
But given the stench around some of the big banks and that prospect of criminal charges, in particular the fees for no service and lying to ASIC, do you see that as an opportunity for smaller banks like ME to really gain ground?
Look, absolutely. I mean, the case that we've been prosecuting since the Financial Systems Inquiry 4 years ago is to create a level playing field. And if we can get the policy settings such that we're allowed to compete on a level playing field fairly, you know, that will enable the smaller banks to grow. But most importantly, it'll give the customer better choice and ultimately act in the customer's better interest. And I think that's the critical message here.
As you said, everyone's expecting tougher regulation out of the Royal Commission, but are you concerned that regulation for, say, a Big Four bank might not be suitable for a smaller player like yourself?
Yeah, look, that's a great call, Peter, and yes, we are very concerned around that, to make sure that whatever regulation is implied, that it's implied fairly and appropriately and doesn't reduce the level of competition going forward.
Scott Morrison as Treasurer fought tooth and nail against the Royal Commission. As Prime Minister, he now agrees it was necessary. So do you believe that when Kenneth Hayne delivers his final report in February next year that Mr. Morrison will implement all or most of the recommendations?
Yeah, I'd be most surprised if whoever was in power that they didn't implement the vast majority of the recommendations. That's my expectation.
That's Jamie McPhee, Chief Executive of the industry super-owned ME Bank, with our Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan.